Right now, it is time to check sports here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio, and I'm going to try something because it was a pretty big night last night for none other than the UConn Huskies as they defeated number 8 Villanova last night. UConn went into that game ranked number 21, and here, I think, is how that game ended.
UConn's going to get a giant win, and that is it! A Husky statement in Hartford! The first win for UConn over Villanova since the 2014 NCAA tournament. We got a court storm in the Big East.
I guess they've arrived, huh? In their mind. What a hard-fought ball game, though. And this will lead up to a wonderful week at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, my. Sign me up for another dose of Villanova UConn.
So the UConn Huskies defeated Villanova 71-69. And that will definitely improve their ranking. And it'll definitely not improve Villanova's ranking. So congratulations to the UConn men for their big victory last night. In other sports news, Aaron Rodgers, this is now sounding, what is it with Green Bay? This is now sounding a lot like the last time Green Bay lost their starting quarterback, Brett Favre. It was just an ongoing story, went on and on and on and on. Aaron Rodgers admits he has no decision made on his 2022 plans. All right? Nothing. All right. So now, this story is a sad story and an unbelievable story. It's a story about junior hockey. And it's just an upsetting story. That's all you can say. It's just an upsetting story. A junior hockey player sucker punched a referee in the face, and he got a lifetime ban. It was during the U.S. Premier Hockey League game on Sunday. During the first period of the game against Wilkes-Barre Scranton, Paul Halloran, a player on the South Shore Kings, was sent to the penalty box by the referee, and he took his frustration out by punching him. The referee dropped to the ice but got up and appeared to be fine. Quote, "The action taken today by the USPHL player is completely unacceptable in the USPHL," end quote. That came from the league itself. "We have zero tolerance for any player striking any official at any time. The player in question's actions have led to a lifetime ban. The situation is under investigation. The league said it'll have no further comment on the situation." He might even be liable for civil penalties for that. Anyways, so that is that. In other National Football League news, former Miami Dolphin, a judge has declined efforts by attorneys for Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson to delay his depositions in connection with lawsuits filed by 22 women who have accused him of sexual assault and harassment. That's an amazing story itself. In college football, Cincinnati, which had a great season and a great college playoff run, have extended their coach Luke Fickell's contract. He'll receive $5 million per year. He had his contract extended through 2028. And the Yankees announced yesterday they will retire Paul O'Neill's number 21 on August 21st. He'll become the 23rd player or manager whose number was retired by the Yankees. A four-time World Series champion, nicknamed the Warriors, by George Steinbrenner, nicknamed him the Warrior. O'Neill hit 303 with 185 homers, 858 RBIs for the Yankees from 1993 to 2001. A four-time All-Star with the Yankees, he won the 1994 AL batting title during the strike-shortened season. A plaque for O'Neill Stadium will happen at Yankee Stadium's Monument Park. It'll be dedicated. It was already dedicated. And he is a broadcaster, of course, for the YES Network. So he's got his place now in Yankee history. The fiery, the warrior, Paul O'Neill. I don't know who's calling, but it's not the right time to call. Because I'm on the air, so I can't answer it. Anyways, that is a check on sports this morning on The Breakfast Club here on Robin Hood Radio.